Those who are harsh, those who are hard, vulgar, abusive, slanderous, and so on, they are not pious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about piety. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who do good, those who respect others, subhanallah, those who have a kind heart, they are filled with mercy, compassion. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Allah says, it is because of the mercy of Allah that you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were lenient towards those around you. Had you been harsh and hard-hearted, they would have dispersed from around you. They wouldn't even have listened to what you have to say. That's on one hand. Allah is mentioning the importance of greatness of character. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon the greatest level of character. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed, you are upon an amazing level of character and conduct. May Allah grant us even a bit of that. This is a reminder for myself and yourselves to say, my brothers, my sisters, let us be warned. The outward piety we show, and sometimes the deeds we engage in, are spoilt, they're nullified, because we will pay those whom we have wronged, those whom we have sworn, those whom we have belittled, those whom we have backbitten about or spread gossip about or stolen the wealth of. We will be paying all our deeds to them until we are left with no deeds whatsoever. Subhanallah. I have mentioned in the past, and I'm repeating it, the term iqam is salah. Some say the performance of salah. I prefer not to use the word perform, because we don't want to let our prayer only be a performance, but rather a fulfillment and an establishment. So when someone says iqam is salah, we can say establishing the prayer, or we can say fulfilling the prayer. And the reason why we say this is, the fulfillment of the prayer actually goes to confirm that it's not a mere performance. And the establishment of a prayer goes to confirm its repetition. It's not just done once and that's it, but rather it's a commitment unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speaking about the second pillar of Islam, he says, the establishment of prayer. So salah is a pillar, such a strong pillar that if we were to drop it, we would actually be dropping the entire building known as Islam. A person's closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is established or gauged by his importance given to salah. How much importance does he give or she give salah? If salah becomes extremely important, it means that part of the building is extremely powerful and the pillar is very strong. All the other bricks and everything else that you have for the building, it will all be placed thereafter, and inshallah we'll have a beautiful building. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannatul Firdaus. But this being a pillar of Islam, it's important for us to recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would like this as a link between us and Him, a commitment, something that's going to keep on happening, and the quality of it should be improving as time passes. Remember, when we establish salah, we don't just get over and done with it. Oh, it's the time to pray. Let me quickly get done with my prayer and come back. Sometimes that word quickly could be an insult, because we should not be making haste. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Salli salata muwadda'in." When you fulfill and establish your prayer, make sure you do it as though it is a farewell prayer. It's your last chance. And if you do it like that all the time, one day it will be your last prayer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us.